Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Chris Loffrey, in today for Lori Walsh. Dr. Rick Holm is the Prairie Doc, and you can see his show tonight on SDPB-TV at 7 Central, 6 Mountain. He joins us today inside the Janine Basinger studio on the campus of South Dakota State University. Dr. Holm, thanks for being with us again today. We really appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure, Chris. Thank you for including me.
Human sexuality, and you and I spoke this morning electronically, real briefly, and the first thing you said to me, and I'd like you to expand on this because it really made me think and think a lot. Honesty from beginning, no broken promises.
Yeah, I think that, the sexuality is a very complex, very covered up issue, very difficult to address because there's so many different opinions that have been piled on through our culture and all of the other cultures as well. And this particular area is a tough one. So I always start with medical ethics. Mm-hmm. If you can understand ethics, it helps. And there are three ethical principles that I always use when I walk into a patient's room. I think it's the best way to interact with people. And one of them is, number one, is you try to enhance other people's happiness and diminish their suffering. And that would include yours. Mm-hmm. The second one would be 100% honesty, and we'll get right back to that. Mm-hmm. And thirdly is to respect another person's freedom to choose. Mm-hmm. That's autonomy. I mean, that's actually a medical ethic that was brought to us by the lawyers who said, if you haven't informed the patient about the appendectomy that you're going to do, you have no right to do it or it will be abuse. And so you need to allow, it's in the Constitution, a right to self-direction. Mm-hmm. Everybody should have a choice in their own direction. And certainly that occurs when you turn 18, quote-unquote, legal age. Of course, it should be earlier in some people and later in others. Mm-hmm. But if you come to honesty, let's talk about honesty. If you're honest and open with someone, then it builds trust. And, that's what is a necessary component of open a sexual relationship that is freeing and is joyful and is honest and I think I like to talk about honesty first almost every time because in sexuality it has to do with honesty. And if you betray that that trust that somebody gave you, then you're going to lose. Mm-hmm. The sexuality will diminish on your end, and if the other person finds out, of course there's a cover up there, then you've lost it. It's gone, unless you have a very forgiving partner and you've turned the corner and changed your mind. But I mean, really, I think honesty and a promise is what happens when you get married and you say, this is my promise. And of course, the promises can change. You can have different promises.
And you touched on this just a few minutes ago. People's choices in the world we live in today aren't always accepted.
No, I think that's wrong too. As long as the person isn't hurting another person. Mm-hmm. I mean, what business is it of mine about your own sexual activity? Mm-hmm. I mean, when you're in your bedroom, that's not my place. I have no right to be interfering in what you're doing or to have my opinion on what you're doing. I mean, it's your private business. Privacy is an important thing. And it's none of anybody else's business what's going on. And let's take it further. Okay, let's talk about LGBTQ. Mm-hmm. Q stands for queer. Mm-hmm. And really, that's the umbrella that covers LGBTQ or LGBT. Mm-hmm. Okay, so so people should have freedoms to discover their sexual orientation without shame or guilt. Think about all of the harm that has been done by people pushing their idea of this is what's right. This is the thing that is the only answer for you when it's not It's their opinion, not yours. Fathers are usually the biggest culprits here. Dads want oh, it would be a bad choice here, and I'm going to impose my choice upon you. And I think that's wrong. Dads, you know, they mean well. They just push their opinion upon their children, and sometimes that's not a good thing. I think the LGBT movement has been a wonderful freeing up of people who've been hidden all their lives and have now finally achieved some sense of their privacy and being able to talk about it a little bit in public. You know, admit this. So what? What's wrong with that? It's none of your business. So I think that's been a really good thing. And I think there's a lot of scientific data that says there's no increased risk for harming children or for being a poor parent mm-hmm. or for abusing each other in the LGBT group than anybody else.
Human sexuality on its face is such a broad term, and the involvement, a few adjectives come to mind, like biological and physical and emotional and social or spiritual. There's so many. It's such a broad term.
You're exactly right, Chris.
Can you talk about, since we're on the topic, talk about the human sexual response cycle? Can you touch on that at all? What exactly does that term mean?
Are you thinking about the cycle that that women go through and
yeah, like reproductive functions, things like that? I mean,
yeah.
it's important when it comes to human sexuality.
You know, I'm a good Methodist, and the Catholic campus parish asked me to speak about sexuality for many years. I did that for many years for their early marriage class. And we talked a lot about the natural process, you know, that a woman has a menstrual cycle, mm-hmm. and then their chances of getting pregnant are pretty low initially. About in the middle of the cycle, 2 weeks actually before the next cycle, that's how you can count it out, you're at highest risk for a pregnancy. And usually they say maybe 3, 4, 5, 7 days before that maximum time. And after that maximum time, if you would use a condom, then you can cover up the risk. Or there are other birth control methods, but I didn't talk about a lot of those for that Catholic Church because they have different restrictions. Mm-hmm. And so I got into also the fact is that is there timing in a woman's cycle where she's extra interested? Mm-hmm. Is there a time in a man that improves his sexual thing? I think the major thing to realize is that when people are open and they feel free, and they've got their sexual risk, you know, they're not going to get pregnant. They, by whatever method, perhaps the one I just mentioned, mm-hmm. they can have a sexual function that is joyous. I think the most, and you can look at different ways of what makes a person and a sexual thing good, but when the guy is one of those easier to happen things, mostly in their lives until they become older people. But the guy is usually pretty ready anytime. When she says, "Oh, I'm ooh, wow, ooh," that drives the guy crazy, and then it happens. So, I think helping a woman to reach climax is the most important key. And to study that, there's plenty of books about that, you know. There's all sorts of access to enhancers like vibrators and creams and lotions and types of things that enhance sexuality that can be discussed. I think we were We'll talk about some of those tonight at the on the TV, mm-hmm. but mostly we we talked about the importance of getting help if you're having trouble. We have a urologist and a OBGYN, and this was a pre-recorded show in Rapid City mm-hmm. in September. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was pretty good.
If you're just joining us, our guest is Dr. Rick Holm, better known as the Prairie Doc. You can see his show tonight on SDPB Television, 7 Central, 6 Mountain. Let's talk about this. I want you to bust this myth, if it is indeed a myth. Do men have, and similar is the wrong word, do men have their own version of the women's menstrual cycle? I've heard rumors of that. You tell me if that's true or not. I mean, do we have perhaps the sperm count is low or something like that? I mean, do we have our own version inside the male body of that?
That's a good question. Mm-hmm. I really don't have a good answer. I don't think there is a good answer to it mm-hmm. either. You know, the literature, I follow the literature on this pretty well. And I don't think there's anything much about mm-hmm. it in the medical literature. Now, there might be something outside of the medical literature. But I think for the most part, the guy is pretty ready to have sex anytime, any place, any day. You know, I think our drive, particularly when you're 20, oh my God, 21, 22, you know, up through 40 or 50, it starts to lag a little at 50. It goes on, however, I must tell you, very elderly people are still enjoying it. Maybe it may not bring orgasm, but it brings joy and connectedness and love and touching and a physical connection that's very important to a relationship. Mm-hmm. So it's a part of the relationship that I think we should enhance. Before we leave, I want to bring up something that someone responded to my essay and mm-hmm. sent me, a friend of mine, a doctor I call him the spermatologist, but he's a doctor of male fertility. Mm-hmm. And he said it's interesting that there is potential harm in thinking that programs that can change a teenager from a gay person or a lesbian person or a trans person to back to straight. Mm-hmm. And these teenagers, you know, go to these camps that are, the parents pay high amount of money mm-hmm. to get them straightened out, quote unquote. And it doesn't work. Something like 45% suicide rate mm-hmm. in the group that, you know, after they've gone through this. I think we need to, it's been banned in something like 15 states of the United States and not banned in the rest. So we need to realize this is a harmful idea. Mm-hmm. I think what we need to do is love our children as they are, embrace them, let them find their own way. They have to find their own way. Even if you resist it, they're gonna go their own way. Love your children as they are. You know, be kind, honest, and respect people's choices. If you can do that and get through that as a parent, and if you can do that and get through that as a spouse, then you know, sexuality is this wonderful world of connectedness that we don't have unless we have that willingness to be honest and open and fair.
Earlier in the conversation, you mentioned the word choice, and you said at 18 we have a choice. I think it's pretty fair to say that people are learning their sexuality much before the age of 18.
Yeah, absolutely right.
And then they're being downplayed, if you will, on social media, because social media is not good to some of those people that have made that choice.
Well, I point a finger at the social media that is negative to people of the LGBT mm-hmm. group. I point at them, and I I can't darn them mm-hmm. or damn them more than I am right now. It is taking away choices. And it's usually a covered-up thing that happens, and it causes guilt and hate and destruction of people's freedoms. And so, I mean, let go of that. Mm-hmm. That's nobody's right but the person's right to decide. We need to be kind and honest and respect people's choices.
Dr. Rick Holm is the Prairie Doc. You can see his show tonight, Human Sexuality Throughout Life, on SDPB-TV, 7 Central, 6 Mountain. Thank you so much again for being with us today. It's much appreciated.
My great pleasure.